Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God who persists with us and for us. Amen. Nevertheless, she persisted. It's a parable we know, the story of an unnamed widow, powerless yet determined, who approached a judge hoping to receive justice. Time and time again, he refused, but she was relentless, continually coming to him and demanding justice against her opponent. The judge didn't care about her or her case. He was annoyed, frustrated by her constant badgering, unwilling to give in to her requests. Eventually, though, the judge couldn't take it any longer. Even though he didn't care about her, even though he didn't respect her, even though he did it for no other reason than he was sick of being bothered, he granted her justice. We know the widow's persistence. It's a persistence we experience in encounters with children who nag at us and pull our clothing and demand our undivided attention. We experience this persistence during an NPR member drive, as each host takes a turn soliciting donations, reminding us of how many more new members are needed to hit the goal of 500 by 9 a.m. and unlock $5,000 in matching donations from Thomson Reuters. It's a persistence that comes alive as a parent advocates for their child's special needs, or a person works with a therapist to address trauma. A persistence embodied as a single person navigates the world of dating apps in search for a life partner. A persistence encountered in hospital rooms and food pantries, at the picket line and in the courtroom, in the stadium and performance hall. Traditional interpretations of this parable understand the unjust judge to be a foil of God, that unlike the judge who respects no one and is slow to grant justice, God cares for all God's chosen ones and grants justice quickly to those who cry out day and night. But I wonder, like professor and scholar Barbara Reed, whether it's worth imagining God not only as a judge who grants justice, but also as a persistent widow, a woman who never relents, who never gives up, who never stops seeking justice even when those in power work against her and the broken systems fail her, even when the world says no, she persists. The gift of parables is that they invite us to see differently, to wonder about what's missing or left out. Parables encourage us and invite us to be a part of the story. They point us to God, unlock deep truths within ourselves, and set us free to be the people God dreams we will be. So let's play with this parable and consider what a 21st century persistent widow, or more simply a persistent woman, might have to teach us about the ways God persists to establish justice on earth and extend grace to all. What follows is a series of three stories, all featuring a persistent female lead, just like our persistent widow. Nevertheless, she persisted. Her name is Layla Fadel. She's a national correspondent for National Public Radio. In just over a year, she has covered three mass shootings, three. In a recent news story, she describes the familiar and heartbreaking script. It starts with a phone call, usually in the middle of the night. You know that somewhere, someone has chosen to kill a lot of people. Now your job is to go bear witness, to try to tell the world why, speak to grieving families on the worst days of their lives so that millions of people can mourn with them and know the beautiful details of what makes a person special, what families and loved ones remember about their relatives who were killed. She names the pain of this reporting and the feeling that it will happen again and again and again, and that she and her colleagues will continue to bear witness to these unbearable tragedies. She continues, "There's something else about covering these tragedies that makes them really difficult. I hate walking up to a door of a family who I know is mourning, who I know has lost someone they love so much in such a sudden and horrific way. But I knock on these doors. I have to knock. because I want them to be able to tell their story to the world if they want the world to know it, because I want to give them the option of a platform to talk about their family member, their concerns about violence. I want them to have an opportunity, but it sometimes feels wrong. Layla Fadel fears that this is her new normal, that this is our new normal, bearing witness to what she calls this inexcusable business of carnage. She often feels helpless, and yet she perseveres in reporting about these events because it forces us to face these realities and work toward change that would prevent these tragedies in the first place. And nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Her name is Marta Vazquez. She is a 44-year-old immigrant who fled violence in Honduras as a young mother 26 years ago and was granted asylum in the United States. Since December, she and her husband have welcomed 308 newly arrived Central American parents and children into their home. She says, "I see myself in every single one of these immigrants, and in each little face of the kids, I see the child that I brought with me." She and countless others are part of an underground volunteer network in Phoenix, working to coordinate housing, transportation, and other basic needs for families who, after spending days in federal custody for showing up at the southern border, are then released by immigration officials into Phoenix with no money or bus ticket or phone. In the past, ICE coordinated travel arrangements for immigrants before they were released, but they have recently changed their practice, and now up to 300 families a day are released with nowhere to go. They usually spend a few nights in Phoenix until relatives and friends can arrange travel. But in the meantime, these families need showers and clothing and food. And Marta Vazquez says, "I cannot leave them on the street. I just can't. I cannot leave a child in danger, hungry, and cold." And so she continues, opening her home and her heart to God's people and meeting the needs of the most vulnerable in her community. And nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. Her name is Kadra Fiki. When she was in high school, she and her friends from the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis noticed the opportunity disparities in needs in their East African community. She remembers, "We felt like there were not a lot of activities for girls in the community, so we had a meeting of girls to talk about what we wanted to do. There's a strength in girls, and we wanted to do something for our community to create more opportunity." With the help of the Brian Coyle Center, Augsburg University, and Fairview Health Services, Kadra and her friends launched Sisterhood Boutique, a secondhand clothing store that helps to teach personal and professional skills to young East African women in the neighborhood. She explains that the process of opening this store helped her to feel more at home in Minneapolis. Kadra says, "I was really surprised about all the support from people we don't really know, people at Augsburg and around the community." Earlier in March, Sisterhood Boutique celebrated its fifth anniversary with a fashion show at Augsburg. Since its start, more than 200 women have gone through their program, learning everything from sewing to financial literacy to college and career planning. The boutique continues to grow as they forge deeper connections with young women and their community, providing opportunities beyond what Kadra and her friends could ever have imagined. And nevertheless, she persisted. Nevertheless, she persisted. She persists for the widow, for the orphan, and for the immigrant. She gives witness to the pain and suffering in the world, even when it feels impossible. She shelters and feeds and clothes and protects. She creates opportunity from dreams and draws the community together, all for the sake of the common good. She won't ever give up on her people, even when they turn away from her, even when they dismiss her, even when they resist. She is relentless in love, abundant in mercy, and persistent in justice. For her persistence is God's persistence. She persists because God persists. So what about you? How will you persist to bring about God's love and mercy to those in need? How will you embody God's persistence to a world in need of healing and justice and peace? May God give you courage to persist for this world God loves, just as God persists for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.